is that you do.
Yes, that I. The causing of the many things that I do is mostly the causing of woman. And I had a lot of woman trouble in my days. You know what I mean? The woman to make her like she love me, and she don't. And then another thing about it, it gives me the blues, and when she leave. And so that makes it hard for the man, you know. He know he love woman. Now, he love Jesus, too. But Jesus can't do what that woman can do, because that woman going to get up and cook him something to eat. And then whenever he gets up, when he come in the home, well, then it's something he done. He done did a whole great big day's work. Then that caused him to get the blues when she don't do right. Now, you know, that's the cause of a man of blues. He like Jesus all right enough, and he has to think about Jesus, but he going to think about that woman more. He really is. And when my wife left me, she left me a hard time. I had to buy that old mule and everything and made all the cotton, and she took all my money and left. And you know I feel bad. This one, I had one of this a few months ago. You know, I was working and giving her about $40 a week just to keep me clean, because both the thing I think about living. Long as I'm living happy, I'm all right. But now she left me, and that made me sick. I couldn't feel like working the next day. My house got drunk, and I got drunk. My house got tore up and everything, and I just couldn't do nothing. I didn't even have no feeling for nothing. Them women are caused a whole lot of different things, man. You know that? You waited, my baby. Oh, which way did my baby go? Oh, did she stop out here? Oh, did she keep on down that road? Find that woman, Lord, that's in the world somewhere. And it might be tomorrow, it might be tomorrow, but Lord, somebody knows. I always wonder, Lord, why that woman treat me this way. If I'm gonna find another woman, Lord, somebody knows. If you want to make any money, baby, Lord, you got to dance on that stage with me. Says I had a woman by the name of Corina. Had a team out of cabaret. Lord, that woman is burning too much gasoline. I said I had a woman by the name of Irina. She had a team out of cabaret. Lord, you done burned too much gasoline.
That's all right by this time.
I don't know how much the people appreciate this, but this will be my same year coming up here. I reckon this on the 8th. But I don't be having nothing to do. I just assume to be up here. I'm going to hit the old catfish blues right now. If I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea, so don't help me anymore. No. Mama told my daddy, oh, baby, before I was born, tell the boy, child, come in. That's all right, put him over your hole. Trouble gonna come someday. Says I fold my own Lord and I surely walked away. I said the sun's gonna shine in my door someday. I say you know you got whatever's red down but the dark holes out of fall. How do you know about the dog will treat you right? Cause you can pick his apples at any time, you know you can work in his apple plantain dog. How do you know he had a daughter by the name of Mama Cahoma? Lord, she gave me a ride on a brand new snowmobile. How do you when I know anything, when I know anything? Lord, I put all of them down them snow here. Don't you do that thing wrong, baby. Don't you do that thing wrong. Because somebody just got killed yesterday. I don't wanna coming me down to my old snowy hill. All the summer and all the fall, I had to take you Christmas, my overhaul. But now she's gone, I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of this world. You need to come running, holding up your hand. I'm getting me a woman, girl, I can't man. But now she's gone, ain't no use to worry, because I'm sitting on top of this bird.
Moses, if you would, I think we have some more time. I think we have some more time here, and I think the people really like to hear a little bit about your experiences, both with the Silas Green Show, which was an all-black traveling minstrel show throughout the South, which came down in this area too, as well as a little bit about your instrument and how you came to play it, and a little bit about how you make it, perhaps.
Oh, you want to talk about the history, huh? Well, that's the history of my life. Plowing old mule, trying to figure out something to do besides plowing it. Didn't know a thing about it. I worked for all the crops and all that. Didn't clear no money. None of my people didn't even have no home or nothing. A lot of time, I couldn't keep up with people because they were moving from place to place. Wasn't clearing no money. Wasn't doing nothing but moving from farm to farm. My mama didn't come around my people so much. They were scattered. They didn't have nothing. I didn't even know how to know too much about my people because or they wouldn't stay in one place. Mama just stayed on the full farm all the time, was working the devil out of me, taking care of the hogs and all that kind of stuff. No pen, the hogs keep running out, and then I had to be at home all the time to try to catch up with them. And, but now, I had a little idea. I say, well, Mama, I got a wire here on this tube before. I said, I'm going to help out the peanut man. I'm going to draw a crowd. Maybe I'll get a nickel or dime or something. And I went on up A&E to Peanut Town, and I want to picking the wire on try that wire he could sell him some peanuts. And come to find out, I'll make me $1 a day, and time was hard because I wouldn't make him but 50 cents a day if I was out there on the phone. Mama said, boy, where you get so much money? I said, Mama recognized that haywire I got up there, all that. She said, you mean to say you make that much money, son? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, now, the old shoe shine man, now, he having a hard time, too, because people don't want to shine his shoes. I said, but I'm going to grow a crowd so they can shine the shoes. You come to find out, here come Silas Green coming to town. And they see me play that wire, and they say, ooh-wee. Said, Miss Roboter, what? You better let your son follow us. We going to see that you get some money. Sure enough, I went on to Tucson, Arizona with him. Just follow him around. So many places, I don't know where I went myself. And so I had him to always put my old raggedy suit on with a red pair of patches on it and patch on it or something like that, not clown with a machine and go on, you know. And they'll send Mama some money. And that's when you can always clown. You can always make some money. See, and I was scared of white folks that time anyhow. So that just learned me how to do something. And then the first playing this song, wow, I thought maybe that was a simple thing because that the old guitar player come out and started rubbing the bottleneck on the on the guitar and make it sound. And I said, well, I'm going to rub this thing on this wire and see can I make something. I started playing Rolling Out Tumbling the Crowd the whole night long when I knew the thing my biscuit roller was going and all that stuff. That's the way it is, but now, scribbling this in a door, I was up there in jailhouse in Haines City. I played it for the judge, and he said, wait, man, say, you mean to say you done tore the broom up? And, man, that man going to give you some more time. I said, he just going to have to give it to me. I'm already locked up. Now I'm in more time. He going to lock me up. And he said, would you play it for the judge? I said, are you sure you born to die? I said, I'm going to play it for him because he already got me locked up for nothing. I said, so if he keep me, he going to keep me for nothing, too, because I'm going to play this thing. And I played for the judge. The judge said, man, said, why don't you go home? You ain't got no business in here. I said, now see how good I got out of jail?
I think we have time for maybe two more songs. I'd like to hear that backup train, if you can think of it, and maybe another one if... before we have to go this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, I got time. I think I got time for two more. One train going to hell and me. Got one train. morning train. I'm gonna try to be on that morning train. Catch that morning train. I got kind of messed up. I ain't played that in a good while.
I ain't played that in a good while.
Give me a little thing for that, because I ain't played in a little while, and I lost stroke on that in a little bit.
Well,
thank you all anyway for listening.
Thank you so much for being with us, Moses. That Moses Williams, who now lives in Waverly, Florida. He works in the citrus industry, and before that he used to be a traveling entertainer, as Dwight was telling you, with the Silas Green Show and other shows. Moses, do you want to play one more before you go? Good.
Days of me and Laura gave me a hard time, too. Days of me, yeah. Lord, you know why you treat me this way. I'll go home, Laura, go home, Laura. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Time he can't keep his women right. Oh, did I talk about having such a hard time trying to keep my women right? don't mind entertaining a woman. I don't mind entertaining a woman, but I just can't keep them old women right. I told you, no, the elephant was a great big old thing. It turned the house over, but you know, I can't hardly keep your little old women right. How do you know that old elephant? You'll see me get tired here. Get on her knees and I'll ride it here. Monkey, you know, and a ringing brother, you know, he'll get up on my shoulder. Oh, you know that I got a fever crazy about a dog, because when you feed him, he'll stay at home. You know, you can feed that woman all you want, but some man ain't gonna. You know some other man gonna eat your food up. Oh, yeah. You know I done check the deal, I done check the deal. Now I don't want no more woman no more. That's all right, come on, this evening, baby Lord, I'll carry you home tonight. No, nobody gonna be eating tomorrow. Now, you know, long as I've been cut off, it look like they ought to give me a little bonus or something. You know, it'd be 8 times out of bed of it.
You all right.
Yeah.
But you don't want it, man.
You know, my wine don't call me no more, man. Oh, my big mom is sitting around because they said, we'll go get the dough. And I won't have a penny. When I know this thing, I got some change in my pocket, a yellow drunk, and they want to know how I'm going to do it. I know the grudge mentality. You know, I went uptown, you know. I started playing uptown. The first time I played it uptown, you know. And I started playing on the street. I noticed know there's a police going to kill me. Did. He turned around in the car. Play, man, play that dumb thing. Because I ain't heard no music like that in a long time. He said, I ain't heard that kind of music no. I caught too many people playing. And you ain't got but one little old eye. He said, take the guitar shit on back uptown.